I had the privilege to be, when I say the general vicinity, I mean I snuck in to the camp that A.W. Tozer started all those years ago, south of Kerwinsville, Pennsylvania. And A.W. Tozer, for those of you who read after Tozer a little bit, or maybe read his books, A.W. Tozer was considered one of the great men of the 20th century in preaching. Man. And A.W. Tozer, I heard by Tom Malone in a meeting, Tom Malone said that as a young preacher, he sat across the table at a Bible conference from A.W. Tozer, and A.W. Tozer was talking to him, and he said, well, Brother Tozer, what's the secret? He said, I have, you know, a church. I've been preaching. I've been, you know, running. And he said, well, what's the secret that I'm missing? And he said, A.W. Tozer thought a while, looked across the table, and said, Tom, do you want to shine or do you want to burn? A.W. Tozer's camp is a shell. It's an NASB camp with no dress code and foolishness. And Tom Malone's church is a shell. Those great men that built those works. And I looked at back, and I guess in time, and I've questioned and pondered, even as brought to me, as Tom Malone asked me that same question through the message, not one-on-one, but through the message when he said, do you want to shine or do you want to burn? And I've heard many men preach along these lines, along these thoughts, but I had to examine myself as a young preacher who thought he knew everything and found out later I knew absolutely nothing. Do I want to shine or do I want to burn? Jesus said of John, he was a burning, and he said he was a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Most of us want to shine, but we don't want to burn. We want to be seen, but we don't want to sacrifice. Sunday mornings in the average church I go into is, I call it the sleepy hour, because God's people don't care enough on Saturday night to put aside the cares of the world and prepare themselves for the most important day of the week. And they drag in here as it's the last thing they want to do. And by the way, if you're acting like it's the last thing you want to do, it's because it is the last thing you want to do. But your formality and your tradition and your family demands that you have to be in your place on Sunday morning. But you're no more prepared to meet with God than you are on Tuesday night at midnight. And why is that? Because we don't want to burn. The old songwriter said it on this wise, and he talks about the cares of the world and talking about the pleasures of the world. And the songwriter said, the things of earth grow strangely dim in the light. The things of earth grow strangely dim in light. But we want to shine without the sacrifice. In context, Jesus said, that the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. And he said, for as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Now, I would use this term, but it wouldn't be correct, because God's never had an afterthought. And it's almost like an afterthought, but God's never had one. So what is said here is God speaking. And he's made the statement, just stops. He says, the Son quickeneth whom he will. Pause, period. He said, but I received not testimony from man, but these things I say that you may be saved, period. And then he says, but let me tell you just one thing about John real quick. Speaking here, he just stops. He says, he doesn't really say it in a context. Let me just tell you one thing quick about John before I say anything else. He was a burning and a shining light. The Lord says this of John, but he said, you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. There's a price to pay to have light. And we want light without paying the price. Very few of us will have our name on the marquee. It usually happens to me that the few churches that I do go to that have a marquee, normally they spell my name wrong. It helps. How dare I say, hey, my name is up in lights. No, somebody else's name is up in lights because that's not me. First revival ever had, they had a marquee. A former friend of mine contacted me and sent me a picture of the sign. And sure enough, they had my name spelled wrong. And he said, you know you've hit the big time now, bro. But we don't want to sacrifice, and we don't want to give, and we don't want to burn, because what we want is we want to rejoice in the light without paying the price to be a light to others. Some people's spiritual light shuts off in the evening. They would never think of stepping out of their home in the evening that they might be a help to someone else. I know people that would never step out to help anybody, period. Yet they say that they love the Lord, and yet they see their brother have need, and they shut up their bowels of compassion. And he said, how dwelt the love of Christ in you? If you see your brother have need, you shut up those bowels of compassion, how dwelt the love of Christ in you? Most prayer request time at church is nothing more than people trying to be seen. Just take it for what it is. Prayer requests, I've been in churches where it gets to almost to the obscene, how far down. I read in the paper, that a man whose friend who had a cousin, and you just go to the nth degree with it, and he stubbed his toe and fell down the stairs, and we need to pray. And they have no clue who this person is, but because it's such an extraordinary story, we have to be seen. Well, it's the same way a lot of times in testimony time. We want to be seen, but we don't want to pay the price. Let me give you one illustration. A candle burns, but in doing so, it diminishes, that it gives off light. In our thinking, a candle ought to grow. It's doing such a great job. It ought to excel at giving off light. It ought to become greater. No, a candle burns down. Eventually, there's nothing left. And that candle goes out and is thrown in the trash. It's discarded because there's no more use for that candle. But it did its job, and then it gave light. The average Baptist today doesn't want to make any sacrifice at all, but they want the praise, they want the adoration, and they want the accolades. You're not to praise yourself. We don't praise ourselves, but let another man's lips praise thee. We don't boast of self. If somebody else praises us, then we can thank them graciously and be kind about it. We don't praise ourselves and lift up ourselves. We live in a day of self-promotion. We live in a day of pointing to self and trying to exalt self beyond measure. And because of that, we won't burn. Most of us will not sacrifice our entertainment for the cause of Christ. Some people will not forsake their worldly pleasures for the cause of Christ. I told your pastor tonight, and I say this not boasting, but to give God all the praise, the honor, and the glory. When I got saved, I had a desire to be in the house of God. And I just didn't let anything stop me. And there's some that want to shine, but they can't even be faithful to that. They can't burn long enough to be faithful to the house of God. People want titles, but they can't be faithful. I used to go to other churches' revivals. I'd come back to my church Wednesday night. I've been to other churches' revivals all week long. And oftentimes, I have to drive great distances to go to those revival meetings. Why? Because I wanted to burn. I wasn't looking to shine. I wanted to burn. I wanted God to do something in my life. Put a burning in my soul and a burning in my bones and the fire that could not be quenched. I've let others quench it, sadly. Let others try to knock it out of me, sadly. You go to church, you hear about being faithful to the house of God, and people just look at you cross-eyed like there's something kind of odd about you. And I'm just telling you like it is. You can just take it for what it is. I did not make excuse to miss the house of God. I did not make excuse to miss the house of God. It didn't matter what it was. And by the way, if you'll finally stand up to your family might quit asking you.
That's right.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
If you'll finally take the stand that you need to stand to be faithful to the house of God, they might quit asking you down at the Moose or the Goose and the Legion and all that. They might quit asking. We don't want to bear. We want to shine. We want to be seen. John Bear. Isaiah said it on this wise. There's one coming Isaiah tells us of. The Bible says this about the book of Isaiah. He said, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And he didn't say in the valley, and he didn't say in the lush grand ground and in the well-watered plain. He said, no, make this place in the desert. Why? Because John is in the wilderness. John is in a place where he can seek out God and search out God and find God and then burn for God. Most people are wandering in the wilderness, but yet they won't seek God. They act like they're living in a well-watered plain, but they're living in a dry and a desolate place. The pastor said, would be that some of us could find that joy and that peace that comes from knowing him. The joy of the Lord that can well up in your soul. The joy of the Lord that is unspeakable, and the Bible says, and full of glory. We can just find that, but we think we're well watered when yet we're desolate. We're thirsty and don't realize we're thirsty. And I'll just say a few things. Brother Zach's going to preach tonight. I'm just going to put my toes in. It's one of two things. If it gets too cold, I'm leaving. If it gets too hot, I'm going to turn over to Brother Zach. Let him turn the heat up a little bit. It's pretty cold right now. The third night of revival, a lot of folks are still lackadaisical. No different than when you came. Just another time to be at the house of God. Just show up sometimes, show up differently. Others might have a little bit of a change, might have a little bit of a burden in their heart, a little bit of a burden in their soul. But I challenge you with this. How many of you sought the face of God today to make a change in your life?
Come on.
How many of you rose early to seek the face of God and said, Lord, make a difference. Make a difference in my life. Make a difference in my home. Make a difference, Lord, in our church. As if I have the power in myself to just come in here and bring God like a mighty wave and sweep across the building when you're indifferent and don't care. As if Brother Zach has the power in his vigor and in his zeal that he can come in here and just with the power of God sweep across this place and change a person that doesn't want changed. I say to you, it'll never happen. It'll never take place. Isaiah said this, every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill shall be made low and the crooked shall be made straight and the rough places plain. And then he said this, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. I contend with every independent fundamental Baptist preacher that gets up at camp meeting and tries to preach this mystical cloud of glory and crawl under the pew because the cloud's so thick and as though we're in the Old Testament, the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And I've actually seen some of you were there. We saw a man preach an entire message on the glory of the Lord, and he read the verse at least 10 different times that said, the glory is the Son, the glory is the Son, the glory of God is the Son of God. And he overlooked it 10 straight times. Why is John preaching? He's revealing the Son of God. Why are we preaching? God might be revealed. How is he revealed? Is it in apparitions? Is it in movements? Is it in our physical activity, whether it be shouting, rejoicing, leaping, turning cartwheels? Is that how God's revealed? No, he's revealed through the Word of God. When the Word of God is revealed, we can find the glory, which is the Son of God, the living Word. We can find him if we want him. Sometimes I know it's hard to put away those worldly pleasures that don't mean a thing. I've been in churches where they have actually skipped that verse of nothing between my soul and the Savior. They skipped the verse that talks about forsaking all worldly pleasures. Somehow we're going to have worldly pleasure and God. Somehow we're going to have the world system and the joy that the world brings and God. Somehow we're going to appease our family and God. Somehow we're going to appease our friends and God. The glory of God is revealed. Power. The glory of God is revealed. The word of God. It's not going to matter to us what anybody thinks. And I'm just asking this just for the sake of asking. And I know you've heard much about John. There's nothing new I'm going to teach you about John. Was John concerned what people thought? I mean, did he make sure his leather was Louis Vuitton? He had to worry about his leather girdle, just make sure it was the finest Italian leather. And his camel's hair coat, it had to be, of course, woven, you know, by Brooks Brothers. No, he didn't care what people thought. John had one mind. It was a mind to burn and not to shine. You know, I say today we and I think rightfully so, there's nothing wrong, but we lift up John the Baptist as a great example, and he was a great example. Would be unto the Lord we had a John the Baptist today, saying, make ye straight your ways. I believe a preacher today ought to be a John the Baptist. As John the Baptist preached and Jesus Christ came on the scene, so we ought to preach in hopes that Jesus Christ comes on the scene. But John never promoted himself, and he'd probably actually be disappointed that we lift him up and promote him, because his ministry was one thing. It's him. It's him. It's him. When John baptized Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God descended like a dove. A voice from heaven, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. I believe John could take a step back and say, Lord, I did what you asked me to do. I burned. Church, I don't need to shine. I don't need to be seen. But if I'll burn, others can see. You see, the light that I give off is not the light that I drum up in myself. The light that comes from me is when I'm willing to burn. Brother John made this statement about Zach and I coming on our own dime to preach, and I was just cutting up a little bit with Brother Zach about that. But the reality is what Brother John said has been true many, many times. That I've driven great distance off times and found out that I was there on a volunteer basis. And what a terrible hardship for me. What an awful tragedy for me. But oftentimes on the way home from something like that, and when the pity party sets in, you know, I begin to question myself and ask myself questions. And I believe a lot of times the Lord will begin to question me. And the Lord will say something like, would you do it again? And of course, yes. Oh yeah, I'd do it again, sure. You know, would you do it on horseback? Would you walk? Would you do it if all odds were against you and you had to go in the absolute worst weather, the worst possible conditions, and the most raggedy clothes you had? Would you go? But you see, I don't have to. I have a car that runs and clothes to wear and had money to get here. I don't have to. But would you be willing? Are you willing? To whom much is given, much shall be required. And I would say to you, Black Creek Baptist Church, God has given you so much. I've heard better preaching in this church over the last 4.5 years I've been coming up here. Not when I've been in the pulpit, but I've heard great men stand in this pulpit. I've heard Brother Cliff Taylor. I've heard Brother Hayne, your pastor. Brother Zach Burton, Brother David Burton, Brother Willis Shankles. Heard men stand, Brother Knickerbocker and others, and stand in this pulpit and preach the word of God. And because it's been given in power and given the manifestation of the work of God, you're going to have to be much is going to be required of you because of what you've heard. But you got to be willing to burn. You got to be willing to burn. We want pleasure. We want comforts. We want all these things. We don't want anything to shake up our little world that we live in. But when you learn how to burn, you realize nothing can shake up your world. Because the old songwriter said, this world is not my home. I am just passing through. Amen. See, where your treasure is, there your heart be also. And the reason we don't want to burn is because we love our treasure on this world and in this world. Do you want to shine? Do you want to burn? Do you want to preach? Or you just want to play with your baby? Just checking. Come on, Brother Zach.